Black power, black power, black power.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit rap for power? You son of a bitch, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power. Black power. Black power. Raise your fists. Black family, it's Black Power Radio. You are live. You are live. You are live in charge with the new Black Panther Party Radio, Black Power Radio, in the name of our national chairman, attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. That's right, I said Malik Zulu Shabazz. We are live, black at you once again. I am your friendly little brother, your warrior, your soldier, your comrade, whatever you need me to be. I am King Samir, the National Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party and Philadelphia Chairman. I humbly welcome you, black family, to Black Power Radio this week. We're going to be bringing the tone of the new format for our people, and that is black survival. Be ready or be dead. Black survival, be ready or be dead. And we're going to jump right into it. I am your host for tonight. I want to wish a strong black power salute to the new Black Panther Party. This is coming directly from your National Field Marshal. I love y'all, comrade. Keep up the work. And if you ain't doing no work, time to get up and do some work. I love y'all, but we got work to do. Our people are out here starving. Our people are out here hungry. Our people are out here miseducated. Our people are out here gay, whatever you want to call it. We have a lot of work to do. So welcome to the King Samir Stop Cooning Show. Y'all knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. So as usual, black family, get your pens and pads out, because tonight we're going to be dropping it like it's hot. And there ain't no potatoes going on up in here. We coming with some real black power fists fired, ready to go. Our chairman, our national chairman, is on the move. He is on the move. He is on the move. So it is our duty as freedom fighters and revolutionaries and comrades and black nationalists or whatever you want to call yourself, even the silly ones out there, it is time for action. You understand what I'm saying? It's time for action. Cooning will not be tolerated in 2011. Cooning will not be tolerated in 2011. So we got a lot of work to do, family. We have a whole lot of work to do. So get your pads out. Get your pens ready. Make sure they're writing. Got to run around and go get you one, another one real quick. We're going to take a little second. But I want to thank everyone who's listening tonight. And I'm back. I'm back, and I'm blacker than black. And we're going to set some fire to this peck of woods behind tonight. So, in the name of all of our great ancestors, I greet you with the greetings of black power. Assalamu alaikum. Hotep. Shalom, shalom. Shia Lafia. What's up? Peace to the gods and earth. Any salutation you want to come with, it is returned indeed. So, let us start with, I want to thank Brother Shep. Got to thank Brother Shep because Brother Shep is here in the city and he's putting on a anti-police terrorism workshop at Drexel University. And if you're having, if you wasn't there today, you should really look at yourself in the mirror and don't create no excuse, but you should really look at yourself in the mirror and say, and ask yourself, how dedicated are you to the struggle of our people when it comes to police brutality? So for all of those who say they are with Askia Sabor and the Sabor family and you support the struggles that we are trying to do for Brother Askia and his family, your behind should have been at this workshop today. You should have been there. No excuses. No excuses. We have to stop making excuses. We have to stop settling for excuses when it comes to our upliftment, man. When it comes to our babies, our black women, our elders, our young folk, our bloods, our Crips, everybody. When it comes to that, we have to stop making excuses because of the simple fact. We are the ones, family, who is going to take control of our communities. And if you're not willing to take control of your community, you should just jump in the river in Atlantic City right now with the jellyfish, let them sting your behind up, electrocute you to death, and you just drop to the bottom of the sea. Because you're obviously in the way of struggle and progress. You are in our way. And we are coming with full force with black power. We're coming with full force with black liberation. We're coming with full force with death to white supremacy. We're coming full force with death to Willie Lynch. We're coming full force with death to homosexuality. We're coming full force with death to miseducation, death to homelessness, death to all of the oppression that our oppressor, this cracker, pale, frail, and stale white man that some of us still take for a friend and thinks he loves us, but you will soon see. Brother Shep's workshop is going on again tomorrow, 2910 Crease Student Center, Drexel University, 32nd and Chestnut, 10 a.m. You should be there. You should be there. It's no excuse. This man has come all the way from New York City, from the OPs, the original Panthers of the 60s and the 70s, the BLA. This brother has come down to teach Philadelphia. And we know all about the racist pigs in Philadelphia. Huh? So we have to start making movements like Brother Daruba Ben Wahad has been teaching us. We have to start making movements to decentralize the police in New York City, in New Jersey, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in Chicago, in, as Brother CJ calls it, Disgusta, Georgia, in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia, wherever police brutality is going on. It is time for the black man and black woman of the black nation to rise up. Rise up, and in self-defense, we're to send these crackers to the cemetery. In self-defense, we're to send these blue shirt-wearing Negroes to the cemetery. In self-defense, you are to raise up your black fist and strike down upon this devil with all of the might of Almighty God Allah. And to that, we say black power. Because if you're not willing to fight, if you're not willing to take a stand, if you're not willing to pick up a hammer and some nails and build a school, if you're not willing to pick up a brick and some cement and help build a hospital, if you're not willing to pick up a 2x4 and bust this cracker upside his head in self-defense, then we have a rude awakening before us. You are in the way if you are not with the struggle and the liberation of black people. You are in the way. And it is time, black man and woman, that we will start dealing with you. Because time, this time of cooning is up. Just as in 1914, the white man's time of rule of 6,000 years was up when Master Farad Muhammad came to the wilderness of North America. And on that note, I want to say all praise is due to Master Farad Muhammad for coming to the wilderness of white America and teaching this weak, lazy black man to stand up, to wake up, clean up, and stand up and accept his own and be his black original self as Almighty God intended him to be. So when we're looking at struggle, when we're looking at survival, when we're looking at liberation, we have to really, really ask ourselves, how sincere are we to our own struggle and liberation? How sincere are we to our own freedom? Huh? Are you willing to sacrifice eating swine for 6 months to be free? Are you willing to eat nothing but rice and beans for 6 months? Huh? So you can train yourself and liberate your mind out of white supremacy. Are you willing to bum rush the supermarkets and defend the supermarkets? Are you willing to bum rush the pig pen or the police station, as we call? Are you willing to bum rush the armories? Because these are some of the movements, family, you just may have to make. Are you willing to do that for the struggle and freedom of your children? Are you willing to do that for the struggle and freedom of your elders? Brothers, are you willing to do that for the freedom and independence of your queens? And queens, are you willing to do that for your kings? Well, I'm going to say this. I'm willing to do it all. Because I'm taught and trained by black men who had no fear for this peck of wood. I'm taught and trained by black men still to this very day. This very day in 2011 who are holding the line. They're holding the line. So it is our job to continue the legacy of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Black power, it is our job to continue the legacy of Master Farad Muhammad. Black power, it is our job to continue the legacy of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It is our job to continue the legacy of all of those great warriors, kings and queens who laid down. I didn't say bow down. I said laid down their lives on the table, walked in the room and put their life right before you, and didn't ask for nothing in return. But we sit up here and we beg and buck dance and moonwalk and slam dunk and just do all kinds of cooning just to beg the white man to pat us on the head, just to beg this cracker and be happy that this cracker is patting us on the head like a good little black dog. Because that's all this cracker see you as. Nothing but a black lackey dog who's licking the crumbs off his table. And this cracker is tired of us licking the crumbs off of his table. This cracker is tired of us begging and pleading and marching and singing and homoing and ducking and bowing down and giving evil an opening every time we bend over. Just come on, boss, and just give it to me. Give it to me raw. Like old Dirty Bastard said, ooh, baby, I like it raw. Well, some of us still like it raw when the cracker bends us over. Some of us still beg the cracker to bend us over. Well, goddammit, all of this cooning must stop. Stop bending over for the cracker. Stop begging the cracker to bend you over. It is time, black man, to bend his head any which way you can. in self-defense. It is time to wake up and realize that our position in this struggle it's very little. Because now we have crackers who are basically overshadowing Mumia Abu-Jamal rallies. Huh? We have crackers who are overshadowing Black Power. We have crackers who are putting their lives on the line. So-called New Millennium John Brown Pecker Woods. Well, I don't trust the bastards. None whatsoever. The white man is nothing but a devil. He will be nothing but a devil. And if you continue to follow this devil, you will be nothing but a product of a devil. Wake up, black man. It is time for black survival. Be ready or be dead. Be ready or be dead. Because you, as we talked about a few weeks ago, you must start preparing and storing food. You must start preparing and storing water. You must start preparing clothing. So all the clothing you may think you just may want to throw away, huh? Instead of giving it to your next door neighbors, because you know their children ain't got no clothes, huh? You know those babies are going to school scrubby and dirty, being made fun of in school. But we got so much black power, some of us think we better than our own people, because we got a little clean clothes on our behind. We got a little extra food in our refrigerator. We can go to the cracker supermarkets way up Crackerville somewhere and buy from the crackers neighborhood. And we think we better than every damn body. Black man and black woman, we will all suffer the same suffering the United States military will bring upon us all. So it ain't going to make no difference if you a Christian or a Muslim. It ain't going to make no difference if you eat meat or you a vegan. It ain't going to make no difference if you go to church on Sunday or you go to the Sabbath on Saturday. It ain't going to make no difference if you eat bean pies or lean pies. God damn it, the cracker's going to look at you and say, that's my nigga over there, and today we're killing niggas. It ain't going to make no difference how much money you got. It ain't going to make no difference what neighborhood you live in. It ain't going to make no difference how many white bitches you have in your bed. The cracker is coming to kill us all. And when I say bitches, I'm not being vulgar. I'm not just using street language. A bitch is a two-legged white dog. Two-legged white female dog. That's a bitch. With blonde hair and blue eyes and maybe some black fur, some brown fur, maybe some brindle fur. Either way, a bitch is a bitch. Let's face it. Let's stop all this cooning and realize that our enemy wants us all dead. So how can we prevent our own demise and destruction? First and foremost, we must be united amongst each other. If we cannot be united, we might as well kill our own damn self by the billions. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, accept your own and be yourself. Accept your own and be yourself, black man, black woman. Elders, I'm talking to you too. Because some of y'all are so damn foolish. Because you think you know every damn thing. Huh? You know the old saying, can't teach an old dog new tricks? That's BS. You bring that old dog to a new master, huh? And attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is making masters today. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is raising real black power gangsters today. And I ain't talking about some foolish gangster stuff. I'm talking disciplined, militant, organized black men and black women and babies. He's organizing the babies too. So it is our duty to get behind the man who was taught by the man to organize and mobilize our people into freedom, justice, and independence. So every time you look at yourself in the mirror, ask yourself, what have I done for my people today? Am I ready, or am I going to be dead? Are you going to allow your family to die because of some bullshit? Are you going to allow your family to die because you want to remain a coon all your life? Are you going to allow your family to die because you want to remain ignorant and don't want to train? You don't want to get up before the sun rises and watch the sun rise so you can grasp all that beautiful energy the sun is pouring upon your melanated black self? Huh? Don't make no sense, revolutionaries and freedom fighters and people who say they're conscious of conscious mind still sleep 12, 1, 2, and 3 o'clock in the damn afternoon. You got to get your behind up. Whatever you want to put on, put it on. Just don't go out here looking like no damn harlot. You got to separate yourself from your enemy, mind, body, and wardrobe. Huh? So I shouldn't see revolutionaries walking around with damn polo all over their body. I shouldn't see revolutionaries with cracker faggots all over your body. Huh? And you just trying to keep up with the white Joneses. You trying to keep up with the faggot polo. You trying to keep up with these punk fashion designers who are fashioning your mind and fashioning your behind. Malcolm said it best. He who controls the way you think controls the way you act. So if Perry Ellis, if this bitch Paris Hilton, if all of these crackers are making you smell good, huh? You going out to buy they stuff so you can think that you look good. I'm sorry, black woman, you don't look good with no goddamn blonde wig on your black nappy head. Stop cooning. You look silly as hell. I'm not going to flush your ego for you, boo. No, no, no. That is Willie Lynch. And you look silly as hell. Not going to sit up here and praise you for no foolishness and no coonery. That is the problem. We big up our sisters when they look like coons. And we big up our brothers when they look like sisters. Coons. That is Willie Lynch, man. Brother, you are no better than a cracker who dressed our black woman by telling this black woman she looks good in her cooning wardrobe. These silly spandex pants that's shining shiner than damn silk. Some high heel boots all the way up to her hips. Weave, contacts, lipstick, nails longer than your legs, than both of your legs put together, and you don't even want to talk to a black man. Cracker walk past you, dripping and drooling, and you just stop and give him all the time that he needs. But when a brother just says, "How you doing, sister?" you frown your old nappy cooning face up, looking like Aunt Jemima of the Jew millennium, thinking you cute, cooning. Ain't nothing cute in cooning, sisters. Brothers, stop your foolishness. Because the more we continue to allow our women to dress like these white whores, the more we are setting ourselves back into genocide. a nation can rise no higher than its woman, black man. So if our woman ain't being raised, our babies are not being raised. Why? Because the black man is a goddamn cook today. Too scared. All we think about is a piece of leg. Instead of breaking this cracker's leg, you thinking about the black woman's leg. And that's as far as your revolution go. So you sit up here and you use the knowledge to pimp the black woman. You use this knowledge, this supreme knowledge. Supreme means the highest. So you use this godly knowledge to put the black woman in a position of a white whore. We're going to start lining you up, and we're going to start dealing with family business. We're going to start dealing with you, as we should. I remember watching a video just the other day by Minister Farrakhan, old school Farrakhan. And Minister Farrakhan was saying how when you have brothers who are raping young girls, who are raping our mothers, who are raping our grandmothers, we're going to goddamn kill you. Ain't going to be no call to police. Ain't going to be no trial. Going to be no jury. But he said there will be an execution. And we're not worried about no pigs. Because until we start dealing and making examples of these goddamn lackeys in our community who are no longer fighting for the liberation struggle of us as a whole, they want to include the white man. So if the cracker can't be a part of it, they don't want to be a part of it. We're going to start lining your asses up. And we will deal with you accordingly in the name of Allah. This is war. In war, there will be casualties. That means, if you don't understand, write it down. That means people will die. So if you can't handle death, if you can't stomach death, this ain't for you. Go on back with Penelope and finish baking some Christmas tree cookies like you was doing last year. Because we're on the move. We're about progress, struggle, sacrifice, dedication, sincerity, loyalty, honor, respect amongst one another. These are just some of the things on building a united front. I don't care what your ideology is, as long as you ain't no integrationist. I don't fool with integrationists. And I got to call it like I see it. I don't want to be sitting up in no meeting with a bunch of damn integrationists. Black folks who still love crackers. Black folks who still want to march and dance and eat pig feet with crackers. I don't want to be a part of that team. Because being an integrationist has set us back. Can you imagine? Everybody, just think about it. Close your eyes and just think about this for a minute. We actually gave our lives to sit on a nasty, decrepit toilet that a stale, dusty cracker just got up off of. We gave our lives to drink from a water fountain. Some nasty, small, paper-thin lip cracker just finished drinking from. We actually gave our lives to sit in a damn movie theater where crackers aren't showing us in any kind of positive role. We either the minstrel man, the drug man, or the janitor, the cleanup man, no positive images for our babies to look up to. So as the rise of black power was coming through like the sunlight through the rainy dark clouds, as the rise of black power was coming through, the white man saw fit that, oh no, these Negroes will not wake up. They will not learn of Huey Newton in the future. They will not learn of Harriet Araminta Tubman in the future. They will not learn about men like Khalid Muhammad. We're going to make sure they don't love men like Malik Zulu Shabazz. We're going to make sure they don't love men like King Samir Shabazz, Brother Sean Kweli, Sister Amira Sankofa, the New Black Panther Party, the UNIA, the Children of Southampton. We're going to make sure that these kind of folks are never raised up again. So when gay Edgar Hoover, you heard what the hell I said, gay Edgar Hoover said, we're going to stop the rise of a black messiah. And there will not be another messiah unless we create him. And now some of you cooning Negroes, oh, you cooning Negroes, actually think Barack, no drama Obama, is that messiah. So you went back to sleep. You put the covers over your head. You start snoring again. You grabbed that dirty white bitch laying next to you, and you held her a little tighter and said, baby, it's going to be okay. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight on Black Power Radio, cracker, it ain't okay. Because we're coming for your demise, because black power is on the rise. We're coming for your demise, cracker, because black power with a strong black God is on the rise. This is not me talking to you tonight. This is the spirit of the ancestors talking to you tonight. This is the spirit of a black God talking to you tonight. This is not King Samir talking to you tonight. I just let go and let God, as the Christians say. Huh? Some of y'all can't wait to go to church tomorrow to hear that cooning sermon from Pastor Pigfoot and Deacon Chicken Leg. Can't wait. Going to Cracker Church, cooning. Praising the Cracker Jesus with some damn Kentucky Fried Chicken wings on his back. Talking about that's Jesus. That's the Lord. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you know them silly tongues, them funny languages that don't even exist, you start speaking. Can't find it, can't find a damn dialect nowhere in the world. But all of a sudden, when you get your cooning behind in this cracker church, you got 20 different dialects all of a sudden. Jumping up and down like a damn coon. Praising the music, praising this cracker Jesus like a coon. Leave church, go home, and eat some pig feet like a coon. But you walk past your brothers and sisters who are downtrodden. You look down on those who are fighting for your liberation. You look down on those who are talking about the Negroes and the Peckerwoods in your church. You look down on us. But boy, when this pig, you heard what I said, pig, when they start busting your babies upside the head, or your neighbor's babies upside their heads, or just outright kill our babies. Now all of a sudden we want to be black. Huh? So you think being black is calling in Al Sharpton? You think being black is calling in old faggot Messy Jesse Jackson? You think being black is going to Obama to legislate? When that black man can't even pontificate, let alone defecate. You're looking to your enemy to save you out of your own struggle. That black family is cooning. So if you don't understand what cooning is, let me give you a few examples. Integration is cooning. Going to white parties is cooning. Going to eat lunch and dinner and having breakfast smorgasbords with your Peckerwood friends is cooning. As Sister Shahrazad Ali said, laughing at crackers' jokes is cooning. Because I don't find crackers funny. I don't find my enemy funny. I find my enemy atrocious, trifling to the core. This is why he is called the skunk of the planet Earth. Huh? The skunk. The skunk is the funkiest animal on the planet, besides the white woman. But the actual animal in the animal kingdom, well, besides white women, are the funkiest of animals. He's the lowest of animals, huh? Besides the pig and the white woman. But this skunk will hit you with something fierce. This skunk will hit you with a stench that you ain't going to be able to get rid of in 2 or 3 days. You literally have to soak, huh? Grandma used to tell me, you get hit with the skunk when you go out hunting, I got plenty of oatmeal ready for your bath. Well, goddamn it, we're going to have to soak in black power for days because the stench of this white man is all over you. The stench of this cracker is all over us. And we so filthy, so dirty, huh? So we need folks to come among us to wake us up, clean us up, and stand us up. So when Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz comes to your town, it behooves you to be there. You should be the first in line because this black man is the first in line to stand up for our people. He's giving his life. Why the hell you can't give yours? Did I hear somebody say because they cooning? Stop cooning, black family. Stop cooning. So you should be storing up supplies. Get prepared. Get prepared. Get yourself waterproof matches, lighters. Stock up on your water, as I talked about. Clothing, because you're going to need that to keep warm. You're going to need to store your paper. So all your little cracker newspapers you've been spending your dollar on. You're going to need to start fires. You're going to need to learn how to make fires, the primitive way and the jumillennium way. You need to learn how to start a fire, indoors and outdoors. You need to learn tactics, defense tactics. Offensive tactics. You're going to have to learn how to maneuver and move on your enemy. So start getting survival books. You can go to your Army Navy store. You can order the books online. You can go online right now, type in IET manual. And it'll pop up, and there's your start right there. Just download it. Start doing the research, family. You got to know CPR. You got to know CPR. You got to know how to properly heal wounds, wrap up the wounds, take out bullets, hell, and put bullets in. You got to know how to do all of that. But you have to be ready to survive. Because they're not going to allow you to be walking the streets anymore. You will be taken to a concentration camp. They will come into your home, kick your goddamn doors down, shoot your babies in their faces, and take you on out of here. Take you right to the concentration camp. And let's see how gangster you are then. Bloods, Crips, Kings, I'm talking to you now. 13s, and yet I'm talking to you now. GDs, I'm talking to you now. Pyrus, I'm talking to you now. Directly to you now. Stop being a punk and being so quick to kill some brother who looks just like you, black man. When the cracker rides through your community every single day with blue on and gangster with it. Oh, but we find out how gangster you are real quick when that pig come around. I haven't heard of a drive-by on a police station. Blood. You a blood, you should be shedding the blood of these damn crackers. You a Crip, you should be crippling the hell out of these crackers. You a GD, you should be getting down on these crackers. No damn excuse. But you quick to kill your brother, quick to kill your sister, quick to kill your mother, quick to kill your baby's mama, quick to kill your mama's mama. But you scared of the white man. You scared of the white man. But drool out the mouth over a white woman. Scared to death. So you're scared drooling. So now you a drooling coon. Just a cooning and drooling. How do you look? How do you look supporting your enemies? Support what your enemy oppose. Oppose what your enemy supports. It is that simple. You'll live a lot longer. You will live a hell of a lot longer. But we have a man in our midst today who ain't cooning. Who's giving this cracker supreme hell. Supreme hell, meaning the highest hell. Can't get no higher than supreme. Huh? Can't get no higher than that. So when we're talking about elevation, supreme is the goal. I follow a supreme black man. I support and follow a supreme leader, teacher, and guide. And I've missed today, Malik Zulu Shabazz. And the new Black Panther Party is on the scene. No diss to no one else. No diss to no one else. None at all. And please do not take it that way. I'm simply making a point. And the point that I'm making is, God damn it, we doing the work. We doing the work. our chairman will be with Minister Farrakhan this weekend. Happy Savior's Day to the Nation of Islam. Happy Savior's Day. So we don't get caught up in our own ideology that we can't build a nation, family. But damn it, help us help you. Help us help you. And if we can't do that, then we in the way. I'm talking to Panthers now. You ain't doing the damn work out here for our people, you in the way. Take off your uniform, take off your patch and your buttons, and go back to cooning. Good riddance. Because when you come amongst this army, when you come into these ranks, under my leadership, under Attorney Malik Shabazz's leadership, as the Crackers Army will tell you, yeah, you belong to God, but your ass belong to me. So if you're not willing to do the work, go on back to cooning. It's all right. We'll still show you love. It's all right. But be real with yourself. Don't try to impress me. Don't try to impress our national chairman. Don't try to impress nobody. Be yourself. Because when you start trying to impress folks now, you become a liar. And in that, you now create a situation for yourself that you cannot be trusted. And if you can't be trusted, who the hell wants to deal with you? So you got to be willing to sacrifice. That don't just mean a couple of dollars or a few pencils and a piece of paper. God damn it, you got to be ready to sacrifice. And some days you're going to have to sacrifice more than other days. I've given up everything I had for you, black family. And that's my word. Why? Because my word is my bond. And bond is life. And I will give my life before my word shall fail. Don't care what the hell you think of me. I love you. Don't care what you think of me. I will kill and die for you. But I won't be running around here doing some stupid cooning stuff for your behinds. But it is our time to rise. We're talking about our survival, black survival. Be ready or be the hell dead. It is that simple. Get down or get laid down. And that's not a place you really want to be. If you want to lay down like a damn man. Lay down because you got put down. Because you was fighting like a man while you was up. Don't just lay down like some faggot, kowtowing. Just go and beat me, master. I'm sorry. I ain't going to do it again, boss. Stand up like a man and beat the hell out of these crackers in self-defense. Beat them till they bleed. Oh, just beat them. God damn it, just beat them. If you ain't going to beat them, hit them with a spitball. If you ain't going to hit them with a spitball, throw some Kool-Aid on them. If you ain't going to do that, do something. Just call him a cracker. Do something. But stop doing nothing. When you see a black man walking down the street in your hood with a white bitch on his arm, it is your duty to say something. Y'all want to know what I say? I'm going to tell y'all what I say. Here we go. I say, Emmett Till was killed for that, black man. And it strikes the hell out of them. And they got a double and triple look like, what did you say? Now that opens the door. I said cooning will not be tolerated in 2011. Put your dog back in the cage, and I should call the police or the SPCA because you out here with this bitch with no collar on and ain't got no leash around her neck. Don't you know it's against the law to walk dogs in the city without no leash, fool? So why is that white bitch of yours on two legs walking around with no leash and collar on? Has she been spaded? She had her shots? Because if that nasty devil get a hold of something, it's poisoned. So black man, take your white bitches to the vet. Get them their shots. Put them in the doghouse where they belong. I love you, black family. And to that, we're going to say black power, freedom or death, death to white supremacy, off the pigs who kill our kids, and let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Police are not to be feared. If the pig is harassing you, you strike back. It is your right to defend yourself. Pig pull out his nightstick, you shove it up his you-know-what. And with that, same black time, same black channel. Next week, we'll see you again. King Samir, Stop Cooning Show, Black Survival, Be Ready or Be Dead, Black Power.